Some tips on using the Windows 8 start screen. Before we begin, please note that this section was recorded shortly after Windows 8 was made available to the general public. As such, the Windows 8 behavior we demonstrate may not match with what you discover on your own Windows 8 machine. In addition, we assume that you are already familiar, at least to some degree, with other versions of Windows, such as Windows XP or Windows 7. Since Windows 8 is relatively new, at least at the time this is being recorded, we will also be making available additional resources specific to Windows 8. If you're interested in more information or in-depth tutorials, guides, training, etc., please check out our GW Micro training page at www.gwmicro.com/training. Finally, this will be the only section dealing specifically with Windows 8. The remainder of the tutorial is done using Windows 7. Windows 8 is Microsoft's first attempt to bring a mobile interface to a desktop platform. It has a new concept called the Modern Desktop Start Screen, which we will refer to as the Start Screen for short. This new Start Screen replaces the Start menu that you might know from previous versions of Windows. The Start Screen is where you will be placed as soon as you log in to Windows 8. I am in fact sitting at the login screen of my Windows 8 PC right now, so I'm going to press Enter to log in.
Welcome static text. Window Eyes Start Menu. Mail Group Mail Unselected 1 of 14 R1C1 Expanded List View.
Here we are on the Start screen, which is still called the Start menu from Microsoft. So the Start screen is composed of tiles, which are similar to icons. Tiles represent modern apps, which are also just called apps, which is a new concept for Windows 8, and programs that you can open by pressing the Enter key on them. Tiles are placed into groups, making it easy to navigate to the group of tiles that you want to interact with. You can use your up, down, left, and right keys to navigate through these tiles. However, using the standard keys that Microsoft has provided will skip some tiles because some tiles are large and others are small. WindowEyes solves this problem and provides intuitive navigation with the following keystrokes. Insert down arrow will move to the next tile in the group. Insert up arrow moves to the previous tile in the group. Insert right arrow will move to the next group of tiles. Insert left arrow will move to the previous group of tiles. Insert home will move to the first tile in the group. And insert end moves to the last tile in the group. So rather than use the arrow keys, let's go ahead and try the insert up and down arrows to move up and down this particular group. I'm going to do insert down arrow since I'm at the first tile already.
People unselected 2 of 14 R2C1 expanded.
Okay.
Messaging unselected 3 of 14 R3C1 expanded.
And notice that WindowEyes is reporting the tile that we're landing on and its position. In this case, R3C1, meaning we're on row 3 of the first column of tiles. And we're also told that there are 14 items in this particular group. We can also use insert up arrow to go back up.
People unselected 2 of 14 R2C1 expanded. Mail unselected 1 of 14 R1C1 expanded.
Okay, let's also do insert right arrow, and that will take us to the next group of tiles.
Ring. 6 items. Ring, ring, group, ring, trending, stamp prices, Spain suicides, Reaper Gomez, Notre Dame, no. 1 UFC 154 results, lightning strike, Cape Canaveral, Florida G.
And now we're on the Bing group. Let's do insert down arrow to move to the next item, and notice that we were told that there are 6 tiles in this particular group.
Travel Cape Town, South Africa, Cape Town Editorial Hero 2x1 image unselected 2 of 6 R2C1 expanded. Games unselected 3 of 6 R3C1. Camera unselected 4 of 6 R3C2.
Now let's do insert left arrow to go back to the previous group.
Mail. 14 items. Mail group mail unselected 1 of 14 R1C1 expanded list view.
So as you can see, it's actually quite easy to move through these different tiles in the Windows 8 start screen. If we were to use the arrow keys, we probably would have skipped some of those because you'll notice that we're being told some of these are expanded, and in the case of one of the tiles in the Bing group, we were told that the image actually took up 2 places. It said 2x1, meaning that the tile was extra wide. So we might have actually skipped over that had we just used the conventional arrows. So when you move through tiles, some will update with information they receive from the internet. You'll notice specifically that the Bing tile was updating with what sounded like news headlines, and this is, in fact, exactly what was happening. So these items are known as live tiles. A good example, as we've just seen, is the Bing tile. Bing is Microsoft's search service. Another good example is the weather tile. When you focus the weather tile, it will update with real-time information about the weather for the cities that you've set up. So while you can use the insert arrow keys to navigate the start screen, WindowEyes provides a special feature that puts all groups and their respective tiles into a tree view within its own dialog that you can open by pressing Control Insert Tab. So I'm going to do that now.
Groups Gmail 1 of 14 Preview Depth 2. Dialog Start Menu Items.
And now we are in the Start Menu Items dialog. So now we could navigate through the Start Menu Items more like we're used to in previous versions of Windows, especially if you're familiar with the Windows XP style Start Menu. This also allows for quick first letter navigation not offered by the Start screen in Windows 8. So this dialog presents a tree view of groups, as we just heard. And if we tab, we'll come to
Activate a button.
An Activate button. This will actually activate that particular tile. Tab again.
Focus F button.
This will just place our focus on that particular tile without activating it.
Select S button.
The Select button also allows us to highlight or select a tile. Say, for example, we wanted to delete a tile or even move it. This is probably the best way to do that. And finally,
Close button.
We have a Close button. So using the buttons in the dialog will allow you to easily interact with any of the items on the Windows 8 Start screen. Let's tab one more time to get back to the tree view.
Groups Gmail 1 of 14 Preview Depth 2.
I'm not interested in this particular group, so let's press the left arrow. Once is going to take us to the root of this particular group. The second time we'll close it.
Mail expanded 1 of 3 14 items depth 1. Mail closed 1 of 3.
And let's down arrow.
Bing closed 2 of 3.
Okay, there's our Bing group. And I see we have one more.
Virtual channel maintenance closed 3 of 3.
And we have virtual channel maintenance. And the reason we're seeing this is because we actually have a group called virtual channel maintenance in the WindowEyes program group. And WindowEyes was very recently installed onto this machine. So let's say we wanted to explore the items in the Bing group without going through the conventional start screen. Let's just up arrow to Bing.
Bing closed 2 of 3.
Then I'm going to hit the right arrow to open that. And then we can down arrow through the different items.
Bing expanded 2 of 3, 6 items. Bing expanded 1 of 6, 6 items. Travel Cape Town, South Africa. Cape Town Editorial Hero 2X1 Image 2 of 6, Depth 2. Games 3 of 6. Camera 4 of 6. Music 5 of 6. Video 6 of 6.
And there we go. So we have all the different Bing categories. If I wanted to interact with any of those, I could just press Enter here, and that would click the Activate button, and this dialog would close. In this case, I'm not interested in activating any of these items, so let's hit the Escape key, and that will close the special Start Screen dialog.
Start menu. Mail group, mail unselect.
Okay, and now we're back on the mail group. You can also search for a program or app similar to what was available in Windows Vista and Windows 7. So just as an example, let's search for the word Notepad. To do this, I'm just going to type the word Notepad, and let's listen to what happens.
N, search, edit, O, T, search, E, P, A, D, notepad, 1 of 1.
And notice that WindowEyes read the search results as they appeared, and we did actually find notepad. So if I wanted to open it now, I can just press enter.
Untitled notepad, edit box.
And there's notepad. I don't actually need to do anything with notepad, so I'm going to hit Alt F4 to close it.
Desktop.
And now we're back on the Windows desktop. You may search for files, apps, or settings on the start screen by typing the name of the item that you're looking for. After you have typed in your search term, you can press the up and down arrow keys to navigate through any results that might appear. By default, Windows 8 is set to look for apps. So if you wanted to look for something other than apps, you'll have to tab until you reach the list box of available search items, which begins with apps. You may then select between apps, files, and settings with the arrow keys, and then press Enter to change the search type to that specific category. If you continue to down arrow, you will also discover a list of your most recently searched items. Pressing Enter on a recently used app will launch it if it is not already running. Remember that you can always use the Tab key to reach the search box, the list of search results, and the categories list. In addition, other categories may be available depending on the apps you have installed. So you might be wondering what the difference is between an app and a program. Without getting into the technical details, most programs that you use will have a menu system of some kind, like File, Edit, View, Tools, etc. Things that have been staples of Windows applications for a very long time. Apps, on the other hand, are very limited in terms of what they can display, and they do not have menu systems. Another distinguishing feature is that Windows 8 apps are available only in Windows 8, whereas traditional software, like WindowWise itself, our own GW Connect program, Microsoft Office, Mozilla Firefox, Thunderbird, Outlook, all of those types of things are regular programs and are available on platforms other than Windows 8, so you can run them on Windows 7, Windows Vista, Windows XP, and so on. Windows 8 also presents some new terminology, such as toast notifications, sometimes called toasts for short. So what is a toast? Essentially, a toast is text that appears in the upper right-hand corner of the screen that notifies you that something important is happening. Sighted users can click or tap on a toast to open it. Toasts are only available for a short period of time before they disappear, similar to balloon tooltips that appear in the notification area. As soon as a toast appears, WindowWise will move the mouse pointer over the top of the toast so that you can click on it to interact with it. For example, if you attach a USB flash drive to your computer, a toast will appear. You can click on the toast by pressing numpad slash, which will do a left mouse button click, and we'll talk about how to use the mouse in a later section of the tutorial. After you have clicked on the toast, you can press the up or down arrow keys to navigate its options. WindowWise also makes it very easy to review previous toasts in a list that you may review at any time. To review these toasts, we can do a control backslash to get into WindowWise.
Screen closed 1 of 7.
And then we can press Alt A, that will take us into the apps menu.
A. App Management pull down.
And then we press W to get to the Windows Enhanced item.
W. WindowWise Diagnostics W pull down.
And one more time.
W. Windows Enhanced W pull down.
There it is, and press Enter.
Toasts and Balloon Tips key pull down.
And here we are, Toasts and Balloon Tooltips. We can press Enter again.
Automatically route mouse to Toasts and Balloon Tips key checked.
And here we see that WindowWise is set to automatically move the mouse to any toasts or balloon tooltips that appear. And this is the default behavior. If you don't want it to do that, you would press Enter on this item to turn that off. Down arrow again.
Toast and balloon tip history. T dialog.
And here we have the toast and balloon tooltip history dialog. And if we were to press Enter on this, we could then review any previous toasts that appeared. I'm not interested in doing that at this point, so I'm going to press the Alt key, and that will take us out of the menu system.
Menu closed.
Windows 8 includes another new term known as charms. Charms are found in the appropriately named charm bar. You can open the charm bar by pressing the Windows key and the letter C.
Charm bar. Start button.
When I did this, a vertical menu opened up on the right-hand portion of my screen. I can then begin to use the tab key or use the up and down arrow keys to move through the charms, which include start, which will take me to the start screen.
Devices button.
Devices.
Settings button.
Settings.
Search button.
Search.
Share button.
Share.
Start button.
And we're back to start. So while most of these charms are self-explanatory, the share charm is contextual to each app, meaning it will do something different depending on where we are in Windows. If we were to activate the share charm on something like the Science Quotes app, which is available in the Windows 8 store, it would allow us to share the app with others via the Mail or People app. I don't want to do anything with charms right now, so I'm going to press the Escape key to get back to my desktop.
Desktop.
While the user interface is very different in Windows 8 in some respects, there are still some familiar items, such as the desktop, as you can see, and the taskbar, the notification area, formerly known as the system tray, etc. I can, for example, begin tabbing at this point, and things should sound more familiar to you if you're accustomed to earlier versions of Windows.
Running applications toolbar. Running applications Internet Explorer button. Notification Chevron button. Show desktop button. Unchecked recycle bin unselected list view 1 of 5.
And here we are back on the desktop. And you can still access these items with the same hotkeys that you did in previous versions of Windows. For example, Windows key D or Windows key M will both take you to the desktop. Additionally, you can still use first letter navigation on the desktop. Windows key B will take you to the notification area. And Insert S will still list the items in the system tray. Other hotkeys that you likely already know will consistently work on the desktop. So while there is a brand new user interface in Windows 8, some of your old favorites still remain constant. One other commonly used utility in Windows is Windows Explorer, and it still exists in Windows 8. You can still use Windows Explorer to navigate files and folders just like you did in previous versions of Windows. After you open Windows Explorer, The list of drives will sound very familiar if you've been using Windows 7. One difference between this version of Windows Explorer and previous versions is that this one replaces the menu system with the Microsoft ribbon. The ribbon also works a bit differently than the current ribbon in Office 2010. Press the Alt key to access the ribbon. You are then placed on the Applications, also called File Grid, drop-down button. Pressing the right arrow will take you to the first pull-down tab control. In other versions of the ribbon, you would need to press Tab to access items in the tab control. In this version, you can press Enter on the pull-down tab control, and you are placed on the first item within the tab control itself. Once you are within the tab control, you can begin pressing Tab to access the items just like you do in other versions of the ribbon. Regardless of what part of Windows 8 you are using, Windowize is right there working every step of the way. Again, please visit GW Micro's training website at www.gwmicro.com/training for additional information regarding Windows 8 and Windowize. Let's move on to the next section.